going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Dr. Tiasan Johnson recently put out a video covering this particular article. And when I found it, oh yeah, gentlemen, oh yeah. Oh, the suffering is happening on multiple fronts for these modern women. Oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. Gentlemen, this is a very thirst-quenching article. This article was published on the 5th of June. OnlyFans models are saying they are going broke because they have run out of poses and men aren't paying. Ooh, that's just gotta be an epic level burn for a lot of these women. Oh, yeah. It is happening. Winter is here. Like any get-rich-quick scheme, the key is to get the people who have no chance at making money to believe they can get rich like the top-tier individuals. Just like a Ponzi scheme, pretty much. It is very much a pyramid scheme. But like a deck of cards stacked on each other, it will come tumbling down. Basically, the Pareto principle. The top 20, the bottom 80. One of the first things that happened is the market gets oversaturated. There is more supply than demand. And when the supply all looks the same, acts the same, and doesn't do anything different, eventually the demand goes down because people lose interest. Yeah. It's like the person who starts getting into different levels of porn, because guess what? People like variety. Variety is the spice of life. And guess what? It's just like modern women. What is the typical uniform of modern women? Yeah, yoga pants, immodest clothing. Everything is out for display. But guess what? Those same women still have the unmitigated gall to say that we men are somewhat deviant for looking at them, for putting themselves on display. I always say this. Ladies, what you put out there for public consumption, you cannot get mad at when the public consumes. I.e., if you want to go out in yoga pants with thongs on and have on halter tops or sports bras with nipples poking out, you lose the ability to get mad and say men are creepers for looking at you. You chose that clothing hoping that you can attract the attention of the top 20% of men. No. So yeah, if a woman does come out the house like that, I have no problems at looking. And guess what? If she wants to confront me about it, I'll say, hey, you know what? You want to be a 304? Guess what? I'm going to gaze upon you like a 304. Ain't no shame in my game. You put it out there, I'm going to consume it. Oh, well, you don't want men that you don't want looking at you? Then guess what? You should think about what your attire is. Anyway, the second problem is content. When the market is oversaturated, you better have premium, consistent, and creative content. Many women don't have the time or want to put in the effort for that. So it isn't surprising that they are broke now. Ah, the good old plandemic. Our good buddy, Charlie 19. A lot of women lost those quote unquote higher position jobs that they love to flaunt so much, even though it's only retail, but we get the gist. So what did they do? They rushed over to OnlyFans. And guess what? They thought, okay, let me flash a little titty and men are just going to start throwing money at me. Yeah, that worked for a while. And then guess what? It got stale. Just like the before paragraph said, it got stale. So guess what? It got stale. You got stale. And more simps lost interest. Boy, I tell you, it is really wonderful to read this article. The plunging economy has been hard on one particular sector. It says sex workers who say that decades high inflation has forced their clients to cut back on discretionary spending. This is where I'm going to have to say, no. True sex workers understand the game. Why? Because they're actually providing said service. See how they try to muddle the definition of quote unquote sex workers to online women? No, 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 no. Trust and believe. The women on the blade and the massage parlors, they are booming. Business is good for them. Now, when it comes to the quote unquote online sex workers who flash a little booby, yeah, things are going to get bad for them. Why? Because guess what? They don't put any skin in the game. Pun definitely not intended. Allie Ray, a 38-year-old Massachusetts woman who left her $84,000 a year nursing job to make a monthly six-figure income on OnlyFans, told the Post on Friday that she and other online creators have seen their income take a hit recently. Ah, yes, that good old hyperinflation. Yes, ladies. Yeah. See, men tried to tell y'all this, that eventually this house of cards was going to come tumbling down. But guess what? Once again, they hid behind the, oh, you're a istism, you're a misogynist, blah, 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 blah. So what happened? A lot of men just said, okay, we're just going to let nature take its course. Quote, unquote, many top creators are hurting badly, Ray said. It's definitely something that is happening. No shit, Sherlock. Ray, who during the pandemic earned as much as $200,000 a month, told the Post that her income has fallen 25% in recent weeks. Other OnlyFans performers said their income have dropped as much as 50%, she said. Quote, unquote, my traffic has been down a lot. I'm working harder than I ever had been. Ray, who has used some of her OnlyFans earnings to create a crypto-friendly platform for erotic performers, told the Post that as one of the site's top creators, she could withstand slowdown. For those at the bottom, however, they may have to find new lines of work. Let me reiterate the Pareto principle. It's in action. You can see it right here. I hope they saved their money when things were booming. Yeah, we know most of these women did not save their money. Why? Because they thought the simp pool was going to be infinite. Don't be mad. UPS is hiring. That line would probably be changed to Amazon in 2022. Or as the late Kevin Samuels would say, Subway is hiring. Ha 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 Oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. Oh, this is great. Yes, these women actually thought that the scent pool was never going to dry up. However, ladies, you see, us men, we are very logical. There comes a point where we have to say, you know what? There are some hard decisions that need to be made. And guess what, ladies? You're starting to see men pull back. With the amount of just free erotic material on the internet, I've never understood the desire to pay for an OnlyFans. Now, of course, from what I've researched, a lot of these women try to make it seem like they're selling a personal experience to a lot of these guys, which, guess what? Let's go back to another old idiom. One cannot serve two masters. You can't. But hey, it's an exercise in manipulation. You make these guys feel like you're the only one for them. And, you know, hey, men are so starved for attention. Yeah. However, like I said, men have a point where they have to make a decision. And guess what? Even the simpiest man on this planet is not going to fork over his last dollars for someone that he's not getting in real life. So if it comes between you and his next meal, guess what? Survival is going to kick in. Yeah, ladies, a lot of you don't know what to tell you, but winter's here. Oh, it's wonderful. It is wonderful. Especially out here in California. A lot of these women are still trying to fake like it's all good. But I'm just like, oh, okay. Okay, I see what's really going on. A lot of these women are faking it. They still want to fake it. They still want to hold on to that little bit of pride that they still have. Hey, I say, have at it, ladies. Have at it. Enjoy the decline. A lot of you are truly scrambling to make back alley deals with men. The very men you said you don't need. And guess what? Most of these men, they're not going to be nice about it. But guess what? You put yourself in this position. Oh, well, enjoy. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Have you seen any market increase in the desperation of these modern women? Believe you me, I have. I continue to see it, and I laugh my ass off. It truly is what it is. Enjoy this new world, ladies. You wanted it. You got it. With that being said, the social power for a lot of you ladies has gone out. Where is that thing called feminism now? Ooh, it's nowhere to be found. Yeah, all that strong and power crap has gone out right along with it. And more men have realized when it comes down to it, their survival trumps their desire for sexual entertainment. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.